Well, Maxi, first of all, congratulations. Heart-stuffing stuff. You really had to pull it all out.
Yeah, we did. You know, I think the boys deserve great credit for the, you know, for the appetite they showed. You know, the likes of Rory Cavanagh, where they find the energy and the will to go on. You know, considering all the county finals they've played and the medals they've won. You know, the last pointy kick was just, you know, first class. And you know, in fairness, Sean Devan save at the other end just showed, you know, the beauty of club football. You know, I think John Harn played in his first final before Rory Carr was born. So you know, it's the span is it's lovely for them. I'm so happy for them. You know, they're a fantastic bunch. And yeah. You know, the questions were asked them.
And yeah, and you really took it out on you to do it twice.
That's correct. You know, we give away two soft goals, we're very disappointed. And then, you know, and look, that's, you know, either charity you have it or don't. And, you know, they just didn't want to, you know, go down without a battle. And that's the bit that's, you know, that's most pleasing, you know.
Yeah, because St Michael's came out as they did in the quarter final, going on a point in the first couple of minutes.
You know, exactly. And I say we're disappointed to concede those scores like that. You know, the other goal wasn't much better. And but I'd say, look,
you hit six scores then and had seemed to take control, and then another goal.
I know, but we're disappointed. We probably didn't kick enough scores in that period when we were on top. You know, we had the ascendancy, and we probably just, you know, didn't go for the juggler a bit more, and a wee bit of naivety maybe. But I look very happy now to get over the line.
Yeah, yeah. And as I said again, they seem to get the bit between their teeth in the second half again.
They did again. You know, they're a fantastic outfit. You know, there's some fantastic players, and you know, some players, and look, you can't help but you know. Have a bit of sympathy for some of the players they have, you know, and they've put an awful lot of this year, and you know, came up with a system that was very hard to break down, and we were just lucky enough to get by it tonight.
And you did have difficulty breaking it down, didn't you?
Very much so. You know, it required serious perseverance on our behalf. You know, and you know, we felt early on that we would have got, you know, whatever bit of joy we would have got would have been down the wings, and you know, and that kind of proved fruitless enough for us for large parts, and you know, but they just kept at it and kept sticking to the game plan, which is very pleasing, and you know, for young boys to, you know, to be that durable and resolute, you know, makes you very proud.
Darren McGrew's goal was an important score. You really needed
a massive. I don't think we would have won the game if we didn't get a goal, you know. And to be honest, it didn't look like we were going to get one, you know. And the last place you would have thought would have been down the middle. And you know, and look, Kevin Rafferty's role in it, as it was all night, was just fantastic. He was like an orchestra master out there pulling the strings, and you know, he was really instrumental in that goal as well. So
you're on your bench as well. A few subs came on.
Well,
big difference.
Well, we did. You know, Mark McGowan's qualities, you know, it's undoubted, and he may not have the physical capabilities to play for a full hour anymore. But you know, he caught a kick out there at a crucial stage, and you got to give Sean Defan serious credit for finding him as well. So you know, we think they got to make wild differences, and you know, they were all add up, I suppose, the end of the day.
Yeah, you'll be for O'Donnell Park tomorrow now to look at the.
I think you could watch Glenswally for the next 100 days and not learn anything more than you don't know already. You know, they're a savage outfit. You know, it's what they do. They're the masters of it, and you know, and they'll take serious beating. But two local neighbours and a big rivalry, and you
so
know,
Glenswally's your fancy for tomorrow, though.
Well, you would have to expect so. You know, they're just, you know, they're just a really, really hard team to beat, and you know, no disrespect to Glenties, but you would expect so.
But anyway, you were happy to be in the final.
We're very, very happy. Yeah.